Welcome to Conservative News Briefs with JD and Tammy Rucker, the show where we analyze stories that American patriots need to hear and frame them from a conservative perspective. Sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy.
Hey, everybody. This is JD Rucker, just giving you a quick update. It's now early in the morning on Friday, and the reports coming out of Georgia are that Joe Biden has flipped it. Now, the race hasn't been called, but I think we all know that if he's in the lead now and there's still a handful of votes left, what are the chances of any of those votes actually going for President Trump? The answer is, nil. We know what's going on. We're aware that the fix is in, that the cheat is happening, that the steal is happening right in front of our eyes. So what are we going to do about it? Now, I wanted to do this quick video just because I know that the natural inclination for us as conservatives, as patriots, as Americans, is to instantly fight back. We want to do whatever it takes. And for some of us, that might even mean taking up arms. But I'm here to tell you that hold off. Not yet. Don't do it. Don't get too aggressive. And here's why. Yes, Georgia was quote-unquote flipped. Yes, it was flipped due to voter fraud. Even the Democrats, they know it. Okay, they pretend like they don't. Mainstream media, they know it. They pretend like they don't. But at the end of the day, this comes down to their whatever you want to call their pledge, you know, whatever it takes. They justify this deception, this evil, this theft of the election, because in their minds, they think that they are doing what's right. They think that they're saving the country from the evil President Trump and giving it into the hands of the clueless Joe Biden and eventually the corrupt and very progressive, overly progressive Kamala Harris. But more importantly, they're giving it over to the deep state, who has been craving control of the nation ever since their candidate in 2016 lost. President Trump is going to fight this. He already is. He has an army of attorneys out there right now, as we speak, seeking out voter fraud, seeking out examples that they can take, filing lawsuits, trying to get ballots located, trying to find ballots that shouldn't have ever been counted, that were fraudulent, looking for ballots from people who were, whatever, you know, 119 years old. So many of the oldest people living today voted, apparently, without acknowledging that they, you know, that they died in the 80s or 90s or whenever. Folks, now is not the time to despair. Not yet. Okay? And maybe not ever. I am still at, you know, my confidence level. Is it at about 80%? I was telling somebody that last night, and they're like, really? You know? Like, yeah. You know, I mean, I think that we see how obvious the fraud, the steal is. And to us, it's like, okay, so this should work itself out. The only reason that I don't put it at 100% is because there is a chance that what we're seeing is essentially the spark, the beginning of what, you know, Bible-believing Christians would call the end times, what conspiracy theorists would call the takeover of the New World Order, what other people would say, you know, just a massive amount of money and energy put into not only getting these votes purchased, but also of taking control of mainstream media. And they might point to the Chinese Communist Party or George Soros or whoever. One way or the other, it doesn't matter which hat you put on, if you're a conspiracy theorist or a Christian or both or neither. You, if you are a patriot, if you are cognizant, if you have been paying attention and you're watching what's going on, you know that this has been stolen. And so you can recognize that one of two things are going to happen. To me, the most likely scenario is that the clumsiness at which these very devious people, these Democrats, the clumsiness through which they have tried to steal the election is so blatant, so obvious, so exposable, that once all these lawsuits make it to the Supreme Court, the ones that are able to make it that high, it will break in our favor. Ballots will be tossed because they're fraudulent, not because, you know, people say, oh my gosh, they're not counting every vote. Look, the president said it yesterday. A lot of patriots have been saying it for the last couple of days. We do want every legal vote to be counted. We're not trying to suppress anyone's vote. But their narrative, if it does turn out to be spun, flipped, if the president wins as a result of decisions made by the court, then there will be rioting, unlike anything we've seen. Yes, much worse than what started in Minneapolis and Kenosha and wherever, everywhere. That was a dress rehearsal compared to what's coming. So we do have to be prepared for that. But as far as despair when it comes to the election, I'm not there yet. Again, I'm still at 80%. The other 20%, like I said, if there are higher forces, powers and principalities working against us, then it is possible. It is very possible that this election could get stolen. That despite the evidence, despite the blatant voter fraud that has been happening everywhere, despite the illogical sentiment that if you get 130, 150, 200,000 extra votes, that what, all of them are going to be for Biden? What are the chances of that? Nil. Now people, you know, it'll get debunked. We'll get fact checkers. We were already hit with a fact check over at noqreport.com yesterday. You know, I miss the old days when I just had a little blog, you know, a little blog, just had a couple hundred visitors a day. Now that we're getting more visitors, it is, we're getting fact-checked, we're getting hit on Facebook, it's a mess. Unfortunately, because of the coronavirus lockdowns, despite the fact that our traffic has been through the roof, some days we're hitting six digits, which is very nice for a small little news outlet like us. Despite the fact that all of this is happening, our revenues have tanked because of this. And that's why I like to ask everybody, you know, if you can, help us. We're hurting. This is not a hobby. This is what we do for a living. Go to noqreport.com/give. That's knockreport.com/give and help a brother out. A brother with a wife and four children, no doubt. We have to be hopeful and prayerful. That's our job right now. We also need to be spreading the truth. They're not going to make it easy. Some of you are going to get banned. I might get banned on Twitter or Facebook or wherever for trying to spread the truth. And that's a testament to the state of our nation, of our society, that big tech, the self-appointed arbiters of truth, will silence you when you're telling the truth. It's our fault, guys. You know, we could have, should have stayed off of Twitter, gone into freer speech pastures, so to speak. But too many of us did not. Not enough of us stood up for free speech. We allowed them to shift from essentially letting us do anything to slowly, then quickly, taking away our right to speak. And hiding behind Section 230, that's a whole other topic I'll get into some other day, I'm sure. Right now, we got to stay focused. We have to be hopeful. We have to be prayerful. Pray for this nation. Pray for this president. Pray for the truth. Pray for calm, because, again, in our best-case scenario, in which the president is able to pull out a victory, or if he's able to take the victory through the court system, either way, when that happens, there will be wanton chaos, mass destruction. It's not going to be good. But again, I am still at 80% that President Trump will be reelected. And I'm actually still very hopeful that other races, John James up in Michigan, I'm very hopeful that this purge of fraudulent votes that will hopefully come through the court system, that it will result in his victory as well. I'm sure there's others out there that I haven't paid attention to. So Georgia looks like it's flipping. They haven't called it yet, but I'm sure that they will very soon. They're probably waiting for prime time. They don't want to make the call at in the early hours of the morning, so they're going to wait for prime time. And then they'll call it officially for Joe Biden, and that'll put him over the 270 mark, and that'll be victory and case closed, and celebrate, celebrate. If you're a leftist, celebrate. We can, and likely will, still win this in the end. Know that. Feel that. You may think that I'm wrong. You're entitled to your opinion. But to me, it seems as if all of the truth is on our side. It's on President Trump's side, and therefore, we have to believe in our hearts that the truth will prevail. Because here's the thing. If it doesn't prevail, whether you believe in Book of Revelation, whether you believe in the New World Order, whether you believe that China is trying, whatever your belief system tells you, as far as these higher powers that may be manipulating our system, whoever it is, if they are strong enough, if they are determined enough, we already know they're powerful enough, if all of that comes to pass, and this nation falls victim to the greatest con job, the greatest theft in world history, then we're already done. It's time to start figuring things out for the short term and the long term. But there's only a 20% chance of that happening in my book, so I'm going to stay positive. I'm also going to stay hopeful, and I'm definitely going to be praying for this to be resolved appropriately. I'm J.D. Rucker. Thank you all for listening. Lord willing, I will be back for another episode very soon. But in the meantime, you guys stay strong, stay safe, and God bless.